July 12, 1961, Wednesday night. Wimpy and Mr. Washburn have been trying to do all they can, but Papi's name and Theotoni's were not listed among those of the prisoners the OAS interviewed when they came. I don't need Mommy to tell me that's not a good sign. I heard some of the stories the prisoners told during those interviews. Mommy and the Mancinis were listening to the OAS report on Radio Swan tonight. They thought I was writing in my diary in the bathroom, but I was still in the hallway. The announcer read out passages, his voice matter-of-fact, but the facts themselves were horrible. Prisoners complained about how their fingernails were pulled out, their eyes sewn open, about being put on an electric chair called the throne and given shock so they would tell who else was involved, about how one of them was fed a steak only to find out it was the flesh of his own son. For the first time in a long time, I slipped my little crucifix in my mouth and said an Our Father. Then I went in the bathroom and threw up my supper.
Fingernails pulled out, eyes sewn shut, and that thing about the steak I won't even repeat. Now we know what those prisoners were talking about when they told the OAS that atrocities were taking place in prison. I hope none of that stuff has happened to Papi and Theotoni. No wonder Mommy is so worried all the time. Let's go on to July 13th, 1961, on page 131.
July 13th, 1961, Thursday night. What a surprise. We were out in the bedroom with the Mancinis, listening to the news when there was a knock, the maid announcing that the Mancinis had visitors. "Who is it?" Tia Maria asked through the locked door. "El embajador with a lady," the maid replied. Tia Maria and Tio Pepe were not expecting the ambassador, and so of course they suspected an SIM trick. We instantly went into emergency procedure. A little later, we heard Tia Maria coming back into the bedroom.